Joining me, Sunshine, start of a new week. My goodness me, Turfantine wasn't the worst, but the Western Cape was a complete washout for me. But that is the game, so we'll be back trying our best. Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on Wednesday. I can assure you, I think it's going to be a much better day, which won't take much doing. The first race on the card, we're going to go through it. It's a lazy Monday. Race one is the Greyville Convention Centre, 1400, 1245, by-pot time at Hollywood Bets Greyville on the Polly, and your selections have to be in 1240 Champion Punters Challenge. We've also got load shedding at the moment as we go 20 to 3. I must say they do that with absolute aplomb. The selection in the first race is going to be number 3, who is Fire Tonic. This horse, on paper, looks to take the beating. Dennis Dreyer and Tristan Godden. Last time out was in second position. And I see that Meet at the Windsor and Zacco came out and won from that form line. So that bodes well. Going with the 3 then, Fire Tonic from the 2, Raptor Island. Well, they have taken the blinkers off there. This horse is having the peak run after the rest and gelding. Was a 380,000 buy. A Muzi Yeni for Dennis Bosch. Then the 8, Action Time, improved leaps and bounds last time out. And the 7. 3, 2, 8, 7. Race 2 is the www.trackandball.co.za over 1600 metres. All your betting available www.hollywoodbets.net. First leg of the placed accumulator, Bob Batty, is very short in a very mediocre maiden at 0.63 in this qualified maiden. Certainly, once again, does look the one to beat. There's an interesting runner for me, a horse called Grand Finale. Can't do what it has been doing in recent times, because if you go through the last 3 runs, you will see lost 1 length, lost 7 lengths, lost many lengths, but didn't finish that far behind after really blowing the start. If this one can jump with them, number 5, Grand Finale, I think there could be major improvements. So depending on the start, I think that is a big danger. Then the 2, Ebony Bay, and the 6, La Ultimo, is at 3.03, is the second favourite. But the favourite looks the right one. 3, 5, 2, 6, race 2. Race 3, merit-rated 69 apprentice handicap. We have got a number of these as we leave the PA and go on to the pick 6. Saysura is at 2.27. Brandenburg, number 3, is at 3.57. Cape Town Affair, the 6, is trading at 3.33. Take out number 7, Star Crusade. Saysura, number 4, is going to be the selection game for me. I think Brandenburg, though, must be included. Then the 5, Royal Point, and the 6, Cape Town Affair, 4, 3, 5, 6. Race 4, merit-rated 74, apprentice handicap. This is run over 1,900 metres, first leg of the jackpot. And in race 4, as far as the betting market goes, yeah, there's not too much between them. They're betting 4 to 1 each of 3. Number 1, Just Virginia. Number 4, Blazing Astute. And number 6, Dance Me Lord. My idea of an each-way bet is going to be the 7, Rise. Reason being that this one has run against the boys, the last 2. Is now back against the fillies. I see Teichmann, by the way, one out of that last form line. There's been one runner. That was when Rise was 6.4 lengths behind Twice Golden, who won on its coconut. But Teichmann has franked the form. So at 6.25 to 1, it's going to be the 7, Rise, from the 8, You Deserve It. The Hollywood Syndicate, they've got some good runners on the program too. Then the 2, Chelsea Flower, and the 3, Sing for Winter, 7, 8, 2, 3. Race 5, merit-rated 86 handicap fillies and mares over the 6 furlong. In this race, I'm going with the 5, Toto. But it's very competitive, is race 5. The 5, Toto, from the 3, Winter's Destiny, who is bang in form, has actually won the last 2. Then the 2, Retail Therapy, and the 6, Purple Incagnese. 5, 3, 2, 6 in race 5. Race 6 is a merit-rated 81 handicap. The 6th race will be run over 1,000 metres. Ethiopian Queen, this one is back on the poly. It is the second run after the rest. She's got ability. She is carrying 60 kgs, the filly, at 4.55 to 1. Renaissance Man returns from 133-day rest. Is 4.55 to 1. Hooves of Troy is 4.55. Rulership, who also seems to have scope after the 100-day arrest, is 4.55. The favourite is actually number 4, One Too Many. And if you go and have a look at some of the weight turnarounds in the race, especially with Valiente, who is number 2, there are huge swings. So I'm going with number 4, One Too Many, from the 1, the 6 and the 3. 4-1-6-3, race 6. Race 7, merit rated 77, apprentice handicap. Yeah, I'm going with a horse at 7.14-1. This used to be leased by the Hollywood Syndicate. Last time out, ran no kind of a race when finishing last behind Maximus. The comment, though, coughing, cast a shoe. There were excuses. What catches my eye with this horse, Immeasurable, is 3 runs back when finishing second. In fact, 4 runs back. Second ahead behind Super Silver. The third horse in that race was a horse called Imalenzi Yoko de Duma. And I think that number 3, Immeasurable, is value at 7.14. Second goes to the 7, who is Patronage. Then the 4, El's My Daddy. And the 2, 3-7-4-2 in race 7. Race 8, the Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 1400, our concluding race. In this race, selection is going to be Royal Kitty because it's carrying 53 kgs. Zenekele has won 2 on the poly. Is unbeaten on the poly, unbeaten course and distance, owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. But you will note that there's a swing in the favour of Royal Kitty of 8 kgs on the last meeting when Zenekele beat Royal Kitty by 3.30 lengths. So the 4 Royal Kitty from the 2 Arctic Princess, I like that one from the Syndicate 2, from the Gary Richard. Then the 7 Zenekele and the 3 Forged in Ice. 4-2-7-3. Let's hope it's a good start to the week. But I promise you, on Wednesday, I think we may have a few winners at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. I'll see you then, Sunshines. All the best. Thanks for joining me. Break a leg.